Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about the best tools for creating a WordPress product company. We're not going to go deep into diving into explaining each one of these tools. We're just going to kind of give you a list if you're thinking about starting a WordPress product company online. Tim and I are going to be covering this topic in depth in an hour and a half discussion at WordCamp Orange County, Saturday the 9th. I believe it starts at 10 a.m. Is that correct, Tim? We talk?
I think so, yeah. Actually, I'll have the schedule open right in front of me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have it.
I have it open. I'll confirm it by the end of this episode and stuff, and we'll just go ahead and get it kicked off. You want to start us off today?
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I do want to make clear as well is, you know, we talk about e-commerce in other episodes. This is specifically a WordPress product company. So it's digital products. And so that actually brings us to the first one on the list, which is Easy Digital Downloads, also known as EDD. David and I both started our businesses using WooCommerce, and nothing against WooCommerce. It's very powerful. It's the most popular e-commerce platform in the world. Obviously, there's a lot to love, but for a WordPress product company in particular, which is what we both have, EDD is just way better built for it. It's made by people that create and sell WordPress products other than their own EDD software. And so they have made features that make sense for that specific type of business. And so everything from recurring payments to API licensing, having customers be able to upgrade to different levels of the WordPress product. One thing that we do recommend is get the All Access Pass. It's very affordable, and it's going to end up being cheaper than buying a bunch of the different add-ons. And actually, that's worth noting is EDD is free for the base plugin, but the add-ons cost money.
Yeah, great points. Love EDD. Number two on our list is Help Scout. Probably should have been number one on our list because support is very important if you are running a product business. Come listen to our talk and we'll tell you why. Help Scout, which is a support product support company, and that's all they focus on. It's email-based. Everything is kind of handled in their platform, but it's as simple as sending an email and stuff, and it archives and keeps everything in one place and stuff, your knowledge base. You can easily convert commonly asked questions into frequently asked questions, add it to your knowledge base, and allow other users to, you know, see it without bothering your support team and stuff.
Yeah, love Help Scout, absolutely. The next one on the list is Affiliate WP. Now, this is made by the same team, Pippin Williamson and Sandhills Development, the same team behind Easy Digital Downloads. And so Affiliate WP and EDD work seamlessly together. And Affiliate WP allows you to create a affiliate program so people can link to you and get paid, get small commissions or whatever commissions you want for recommending you. And so it's definitely great when you are building a WordPress product company because you can create, you know, loyal fans that want to recommend you, and you know, they get incentivized that way. And so it's awesome. Definitely recommend it.
Yeah, love Affiliate WP. Next on our list has to do with a couple of marketing plugins that we use, Jilt and Ahoy. They have to do with Abandoned Cart, Exit Intent. They're just very, very powerful marketing tools. In fact, we're going to do a write-up here pretty soon on Ahoy and possibly Jilt as well. We've been using them since January of this year, and I can tell you from experience that Ahoy alone has converted massive amounts of sales on our site. So it's built in. It has conditional logic, the way that it works. So you can set it up with, you know, different parameters. If they're leaving your website and right before they leave, exit intent pops up, hey, don't leave, here's a 10% coupon. You know, you can get really, really granular with it in your content. If they click here, tell them to do, you know, do this. If they're in the checkout page, you can just, it's very customizable and very powerful. Jilt, on the other hand, is a abandoned cart software. So if they get to the email stage where they put their email in, Jilt will send them an email. They'll say, hey, you left this over here, you know, do you want to come back and get it? You know, and then a day later, they'll send them another email. You can set up some sequences to go along with that and stuff. So very powerful tools. Highly recommend them.
Yes, very, very powerful. The next one on the list, or I guess the next category in this case, is email marketing. So I use MailChimp. David uses GetResponse. Having a powerful email marketing platform is very important when you're creating and growing a WordPress product company, because you need to be able to reach out to your audience and nurture your audience. We've talked a lot about email marketing on this podcast before, so definitely recommend going back and listening to those. But yeah, the power in the email list is huge, and it really is the difference between just having a product that people buy and forget about you and actually growing a long-term business and creating loyal fans. And so MailChimp and GetResponse are both great tools to do that, because you can set up e-commerce and do sequencing. So every time someone purchases a product, it's going to sync to MailChimp. And so MailChimp knows what products they have. And so it can add them to different sequences based off of that information. So if they purchase this product, then you can send them an email about this other product over here that you recommend that would go nicely with it. So yeah, very, very powerful. Definitely recommend that.
Next on our list is Pixel Your Site Pro. And this works with Facebook's Pixel. It's an easy way to manage things. It's a plugin that you put on your site. And Tim, you can expound on this as well. Do you use Pixel Your Site Pro? Let me ask you.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the one that told you to get it.
Yeah. Actually, I thought I told you to get it.
No.
It's a powerful tool. Why don't you talk about it then, since you told me?
So adding a Facebook pixel to your site is, in general, pretty easy. And what the Facebook pixel does is it'll track when users land on your site from Facebook. And so if they're logged into their Facebook account, then you'll be able to retarget them later, because Facebook knows that they went to your site. And it's very easy to add a Facebook pixel to your site in general. You just take the tracking code, a little bit of JavaScript, pop it in to your header file or whatever. But the benefits of using a plugin like Pixel Your Site Pro is it will automatically integrate with whatever e-commerce platform you're using, such as WooCommerce, or we're talking about WordPress product companies, so Easy Digital Downloads in this case. And so every time someone purchases a product, it's going to send that information to Facebook, so you know if your ads are converting or not. So if you're running a Facebook ad for a product and you have it set up to measure conversion, well, then when someone clicks on the ad and comes to your site and they buy, it's going to update Facebook. So Facebook can tell you whether or not, you know, how many purchases you have, if your ads are profitable. That's just kind of scratching the surface. But yeah, definitely recommend, if you're doing Facebook ads, to have the Facebook Pixel and use Pixel Your Site Pro to do it.
Next on our list is Monster Insights Pro. This is a Google Analytics. This works along with Google Analytics. What I like about it, and what we like about the pro version of Monster Insights, the free version is really good as well. The pro version allows you to do e-commerce tracking. So if you are, you know, selling products online for Easy Digital Downloads, it's going to give you a lot of detailed data on your purchases, abandoned carts, the whole nine yards. So you're going to be able to optimize your shop, optimize your checkout, really get in-depth and granular, and do some A/B testing and stuff with something like Monster Insights Pro.
Yeah, definitely. And that's important. And kind of like Pixel Your Site Pro with Monster Insights, adding Google Analytics to your site's really easy just for basic tracking. But at the e-commerce level, it takes more configuration. And so using a tool like Monster Insights Pro is definitely the way to go. The next one on the list is OneSignal push notifications. Now, this is for push notifications in the browser. And so OneSignal is a tool that you can set up. So every time you publish new content on your site, it's going to give the user a notification in their browser. And so the whole point is it brings users back to your site. I actually don't have firsthand experience with this, but David does. David, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's very powerful. I got to tell you, I was shocked and surprised at how many people actually opted in to receive the push notifications to the browser. I want to say that since we've put it on our website, we've had probably over 5,000 people subscribe to push notifications. It may very well be as high as 10. It was 5 a couple of months ago when I looked at it. Well, that's very powerful. Every time you publish a blog post, they get a notification in their browser. Well, your top of mind awareness, that little notification comes on their computer screen. They click over and go over to your website. That's huge when you're selling products and stuff. And I was just amazed at how many people opted in, because I would never opt in for that kind of stuff. I always hit block when I get those little notifications. Yep. We love you. We're glad that you're opting in for ours. Don't block us. We want you to get our content and stuff. So, but I've been really, really pleased with it and surprised. Next on our list is Thirsty Affiliates Pro, and this works in conjunction with affiliate marketing. What I like about it is it allows you to cloak URLs. So as opposed to if you're going to use affiliate links, you know, a typical affiliate link might be divi.space/REF, which stands for referral, ID, you know, and a number. And everybody and their grandmother knows that it's an affiliate link. Well, Thirsty Affiliates will allow you to, on the free version, cloak your URLs and stuff, which is great. So if you have a divi.space/recommends/, you know, Yoast, for example, it's very clean. It looks good. But the pro version, what it does for you is it auto inserts your affiliate links for you. So anytime, for example, we're an affiliate for Elegant Themes, the creator of Divi. Anytime we type affiliate, you know, Elegant Themes on our website, Thirsty Affiliates Pro will automatically insert the cloaked URL with the referral, the affiliate link in there. Automatically. And that's awesome not to have to go in and, you know, every time hyperlink your affiliates and stuff. Great plugin.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one on the list is Yoast SEO. Now, this isn't really specific to creating a WordPress product company, because you can add Yoast SEO to any type of website, e-commerce or just a simple brochure site. The reason why we have it on here is because for e-commerce, when you're creating a product company, SEO is extremely important, and you want to make sure that you have the proper title tag so that your product pages, your blog posts, and everything can get indexed properly, because you want as many people having the chance to come to your site as possible. And so, Yoast SEO is the most popular. It's very easy to use. The free version does everything you need. There is a pro version, which I have never purchased, but there's some additional features there as well.
Last on our list, obviously, if you're a product company, you may want to have version control of your products. GitHub and Bitbucket are the two services that we recommend. GitHub, they're very similar. They do identical things. The only difference is the price. Sorry, GitHub. You're like 3 times as expensive as Bitbucket, and it does everything that you do. We started out with GitHub. It's the most popular. And if I'm not mistaken, Bitbucket uses GitHub. It's just somehow they're tied in and integrated, and it actually uses GitHub and stuff. But very powerful for version control. If you're going to have a team of developers, more than one person working on your products and stuff, it allows you to edit, modify, update, add features safely, and keep version controls of those products.
Yeah, so both GitHub and Bitbucket use Git. Git is a free open source version control system. But yeah, they're a separate company. And it's actually funny because I use GitHub and it is pricey. I mean, I spend $25 a month because I'm on the smaller plan. But when you have a huge team, it can get really expensive. But David told me about Bitbucket, which is a lot cheaper, has a lot more features. And when he told me that, I was like, oh, I'm going to go check it out. So I'm like, is it just bitbucket.com? David said, yes. So I typed in bitbucket.com. But what I actually typed was buttbucket.com, B-U-T, because on the keyboard, the I and the U are right next to each other. And so to their credit, Bitbucket bought the domain buttbucket.com. And if you go to it, it says, you've done it again. And then it shows a picture of their teammate, which I'm assuming there's some inside joke where one of their teammates that works for Bitbucket was constantly doing that. And then under it, it says, you didn't want Buttbucket, did you? And then it said, here's Bitbucket for you. So clever way to, clever branding there when people mistype your domain name. So I think there's a lesson in that as well we could talk about in another episode.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was so funny. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode, why you should give away free stuff. And you're going to want to come whether you are a product company or you're serving web clients. We're going to tell you why you should be giving away free stuff regardless of what type of business you have online. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.